The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. If you really haven't got enough sense to believe in God, then you can just look at his creation and know that there is a God. Just logically and reasonably, anybody in their right mind should know there's a God. How anybody could say it all happened by accident, they're fools. It's ridiculous. All you have to do is sit outside and look at the trees and the birds and watch the squirrels, and you'll know that it wasn't an accident. Too much planning went into all that. God's entire glorious creation is a constant testimony of the existence of a divine designer and creator. And although the whole creation testifies of the existence of the invisible God, many today refuse to receive the testimony because they choose to be ignorant. Thus, they've cooked up the ridiculous, idiotic scheme of evolution to try to get rid of God and the knowledge of God, as they did not like to retain God in their education. They don't want to know him, and they don't want to confess that he exists. But we marvel at the work of God's hands and see him in his handiwork, understood by the things that are made, so that we know God and glorify him as God and are thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for the beauties of thy creation.